does the job entail? You just drive around the country and you park your wiener in different garages?
Pretty much. Some of them are hard to fit in.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of The Personality Hires, where I'm joined by Jackson.
Wah.
I'm joined by Mikey.
Hiya.
And I'm Abby. And we are not joined by Rebecca Lancaster, who once again proves she cares more about her boyfriend than us, because she's at some family event, because I think his sister got engaged. That's why she's not here.
Wildly irresponsible.
I think we should ban her from boyfriend stories for the next two episodes.
She won't last.
What else is going on in your life other than your very happy relationship? And Jackson, you were looking especially dead today.
My bearings are not straight currently. I feel awry, aloof. I feel at an angle. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Basically, I was in Arizona this past weekend celebrating an engagement. I'm really dry right now. So one of my really good friends texted me and like four other guys that are all in, we've been in a group for years since college, and was like, hey, just letting you guys know the weekend is coming up, gave us details, would love it if you guys would come out and support. And of course, I was like, yeah. No questions asked. This was a guy that flew in for my own engagement surprise. So, of course, like it was a no questions asked request when it was sent over. But I will say in the days leading up to it, I was like, this is a pretty big ask. And I'm now, I think, internalizing it more of when I asked my friends to fly in for my engagement, because you're flying across the country on like a 4.5 hour flight. It's not a close flight for essentially 24 hours in a city to surprise and hang out and then leave and go home. And I'm wondering to you guys, like, do you think that is becoming the norm and like too big of an ask for people? Or do you think that it is it should continue to be no questions asked? Of course you're going to go do that.
I have a rule about this. If you move out of the state, your contact is deleted and I will no longer speak to you.
Are you serious? Yeah. It's that strict for you?
I haven't actually had it happen yet, but if that happens, everyone keep in mind, you're off the... Oh, wait. No, actually, Abby just...
I'm like, should I be exiting the podcast at this point?
Unfortunately, Abby, you have been excommunicated. I don't know. It's obviously very dependent on how close you are to this feller. I met him at your engagement party.
Yep.
There's a thing of like... That guy was like, yeah, I live in Arizona. I'm like, okay. Like, you don't really understand the sacrifice that it took for him to be there for that. It's like, yeah, you're going to be here. But yeah, that's a complete nightmare. If it's not down the road, I don't even want to go.
Look, I'm not saying that I'm upset that I went by any means. I had a great time. It was a wonderful weekend celebrating them. But I think in my head, when I think of like when people flew in for my engagement, it was in Atlanta where they're all from. So it feels like a different ask, I guess.
True.
Like, I guess you could visit family or see your parents or whatever. Not that I even thought about that at all when I invited them. Like, it didn't matter that I was here. But I think like in retrospect, I'm justifying it a little bit more thinking like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I should point out, I might be very negative right now. I just realized that's all a very negative outlook on everything. I'm horribly hungover as well. So that could play into that. Abby, let's hear a sober-minded individual's take on this situation.
Bring us together.
Who said I'm sober? I don't think it's too big of an ask. I think... If anything, it's kind that you want to open up the invitation. Like, you want these people there for a big day in your life. And for me, I want the invitation. Maybe it's because the girlies love stuff like engagements, and we love a shower, we love a party, we love any excuse to see our friends. But I think ultimately it's up to them. Do they care enough to want to fly out? And I think it says a lot about you as a friend if you're willing to make that sacrifice to fly all the way across the country to see your friends.
It is a big deal, obviously. And like, again, so happy to have celebrated it. I do not regret going at all. But I'm also like putting into consideration the fact of we had to like rent an Airbnb and we're like Ubering everywhere. Like, when people came here, there were plenty of places for people to crash. Like, that was like not really part of it. You basically flew here and everything else was more or less taken care of. So I'm wondering how far, if that's pushing it, or if I'm just kind of being a baby right now and being like, because I'm not trying to complain about this. I'm just trying to like state the facts and see what you guys think. Does that make sense?
This is the issue with it. If that is the only event that you need to attend throughout this whole process, it's fine. There's a lot of events that go along with a wedding. Wedding is one event. There's like five.
Yes.
So here's my take. I think he gets two. You fly out to a different place twice. One for the wedding. Okay. The other either is the engagement, the bachelor party. It's got to be one of these, the baby shower. I don't even know. There's too many.
Just yeah, there's like a wedding shower, and then there's like a pre... there's a bridal shower. I don't know.
The first time they have married sex. Like, you got to be at everything.
They have an audience for the consummation of the marriage.
You didn't witness it. I do think with our generation and younger, for the younger Gen Z generation, I think they're really starting to wake up to the fact that all these parties and showers are becoming very old fashioned, because back in our parents' day or whatever, you would go to these things because you didn't have social media or you didn't have texting. So you wanted to be there for everything so you could catch up for all the milestones in an engagement and in a wedding. Whereas now I think people are starting to realize this is a big obligation to constantly fly out and buy gifts for all these different parties, when it sort of becomes irrelevant because we have so many things that fill that void now. Like my brother's fiance, she's 23 and she's not doing some of the traditional things. She's like, I don't want my bridal party to have to come down for a shower. We're having a couple shower. I'm having a bachelorette party. You got to be there for the welcome party. They don't need to come down for another thing. Like, they're making $40,000 a year and they already have to buy this expensive ass dress. Like, I'm not asking them to do anything more.
That's honestly so true though. Like, when we have social media and ways to just like text each other pictures, that's the congrats, you know, like that's where that can come in. There will be a time for you to celebrate this couple, and you will be going out of your way to fly and go do that and make that a priority for you. But to be there at every step along the way, while a privilege to be able to do so, I don't think ultimately necessary.
How about this? Instead of everybody going to you, what if you did a wedding tour? You drive around the country. You greet the people. You do the work. This is your deal. Get in there. You do the work.
That's actually such a fun idea if, like, you and your fiance were, like, new, like, remote workers and could just do that for a huge road trip.
Yeah. No.
Imagine, like, a promo tour of, like, all the cities you're going to hit.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
Anyone who's there can, like, come and, like, hang out with you guys while you're there and you're spending, like, a weekend. And that's actually really cool.
Wait, I love that.
I know.
You can get custom tour shirts like it's a concert, and you can have the cities that you've been to on the back and who you visited. That's kind of fun.
That's such a good idea.
Aunt Lynn, Virginia, 26. Like, it's complicated because back in the day, this could be wrong. This might be a generalization. I think weddings just happen. You're like, it's on Sunday. Tie some cans to the back of the car and you'll be there for like an hour. And then we're going to drive away and never come back. Probably. It's like, it used to be a different thing. It's too much production these days with the weddings and all. Who's with me?
You're here, Mikey. You're here. You're
trying to rise up against the weddings.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Come on. Now, who's with
me? Follow me.
Well, anyway, as enlightening as this conversation has been, I'm looking at our schedule, and at the top of the list, Mikey has something called Wiener Job that I'm thoroughly interested in wondering how he's going to explain. So, Mikey, take it away.
Thanks for that introduction, Abby. Well, so...
and go.
In Tulsa, the weather will be...
And back to you in the studio. So, as you guys know, our last job was at this radio station. I got a second job there in just like the promotions department, kind of keeping my foot in the door and stuff. And it's a great job, but it's not designed to be a long-term thing. So, I've had some big opportunities, which all fell to pieces. However, an interesting opportunity I was approached by the other day couple months back, I think I told you guys about it. I applied to be a hot dogger. Which, does anyone know what a hot dogger is?
I remember this. You wanted to be a driver for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Oh. That's exactly right. Things are looking up again. I got some devastating blows recently, and boy, are my arms tired. So, yeah, I don't know. It just sucks. Jobs, you know, jobs, no good. But I get this email, and it says, "Hello. You are one of the select few that has been chosen to attend an informational session to be a hot dogger for Oscar Mayer Wienermobile operations."
Abby has stood up and left her desk from pure excitement about this news of Mikey's potential hot dogger.
I can't think of a job more fitting for Mikey than driving the Wienermobile around the country. Talk about a world tour.
It's so true.
Yes, and I am overly qualified. It's promotions. It's what I've been doing for years. It's going on radio and TV shows, also what I've been doing for years. It all made perfect sense.
I have a probing question that I don't even know if you have the answer to, but I feel the need to ask it.
Probe me.
How much does this job pay? Like, do they upfront tell you it's minimum wage? Is it a good raise?
No, it's a full-time job. It's 1 year. You're there. You're on the road for 1 year. It's like you get a couple of tiny breaks, but for the most part, you're on the road. $40,000 for the year.
You know what? For the experience of doing that and what you would get to see and how cool that would be, I'm taking that.
It's an extremely sought after position. And it's like in the business world, it's like a huge thing for your resume. They call it a PR team on wheels.
Did I tell you one of my friends from high school did this when he was in college?
Really?
Yeah. He was the guy for a year, but I think there's a couple of them maybe.
Yeah, no. So there's 12 hot dogs. And if anyone doesn't know, it's a big ass hot dog that you can drive. It's on wheels.
It is the Wienermobile. It's literally the Wienermobile.
Yeah, literally.
What does the job entail? You just drive around the country and you park your wiener in different garages?
Pretty much. Some of them are hard to fit in.
For $40,000, are they housing you? Are you on the road 24/7?
You're always in hotels. Every night you're in a hotel. It's like, let's see. It was Sunday. No, every Monday is moving day, so you drive to a new place, and then Tuesday and Wednesday you have off, and then the rest of the week you're running around to events, doing all that kind of thing. You got to wash the wiener constantly. You got to keep that thing spick and span. Only like 500 people have gotten to drive one of these cars before. It's two people per hot dog, close quarters, but yeah,
so you're going to be sharing the hot dog with another person?
Well, if everything had gone to plan, I would be.
Oh no.
How did you screw this one up, Mikey?
This is where this was going, man. Damn it.
So I attended the informational session, went very well. I introduced myself. You guys know how you're like popcorn reading. You say, "I'm going to popcorn it over to whoever."
Yep.
Jeremiah. We were doing like popcorn introductions. This, by the way, this is just a fun little story.
Wait, sorry, is this in person?
No, it's on Zoom.
Okay.
And there was 24 people on the Zoom. Holy. But I think it was like the third session they'd done. But a girl accidentally said she was going to hot dog it over to someone instead of popcorn it. And boy, she probably felt like a real idiot.
How many laughs did that get?
Zero.
Oh, yikes.
It's pretty good, though. I liked it. I think it was a complete and honest mistake. But moral of the story, I am in the session. I'm grooving and I'm moving. And whenever it ends, you have like 30 minutes to turn in your resume and cover letter. So that's at like 7:30. You need to have that stuff turned in by. By 9 o'clock, they give you a call. And she said, "If you don't get a call, it was never meant to be." So apparently it was never meant to be. Kind of anticlimactic.
No.
But yeah, I will not be a hot dogger this year.
Fuck.
I'm so upset for you.
Did you think the informational thing went well? Like, were you
driving? I'll completely confess here. This is not good.
You weren't on your A game?
No, it had nothing to do with my performance in the informational session.
Okay.
I didn't have a cover letter. I had like a tiny amount of time to turn in a cover letter. I made the robot write it for me. So probably they just ran it through a detector and caught me. That's at least my presumption. I don't know. Maybe it could be something else. Yeah,
you
whatever.
Know, I think if you're strong enough of a candidate, I don't know if that would make like that much of a difference. But you on paper and in person just seem like the prototypical, the guy to do this. In my head, that it would be such a no-brainer if I was hiring someone and I saw you. I'd be like, this guy, his work literally lines up to this. He can obviously do it well. He has experience. And look at him. Like, this guy yearns for the hot dog.
He's giving hot dog.
Yeah. So it would have been a hell of an experience. But I wish him well out there, the hot doggers. See how professional I am. Not burning any bridges. Love you hot doggers out there. Reach out if you're a hot dogger. I got some choice words for your company.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mikey. That's a huge bummer. I think you were born to be a hot dogger, but maybe there's something else in the works for you that doesn't involve driving around in a giant wiener.
I can still embody the spirit of a hot dogger. I don't need the title. Okay?
It's more of a mindset.
Exactly.
What if you show up to one of the Oscar Mayer events and you just hijack that hot dog? You just go.
This is what you get. This is your villain origin story of
rejected from job after job I'm overly qualified for, and I just lose it.
What if you start up a rival hot dog driving business, but you're like the dark side of hot dogs?
That's good. It's like sausage mobile or something.
You do the Bratwurst bus.
There's some sort of play on words here that we're missing.
I don't know. All of my job-related emotions have been completely drained from my body and life force. But that overall seems like a pretty negative story. It's not all bad. I got a great thing going in the works. And let's see how it goes.
That's the spirit.
The first rejection from one of those big opportunities I had was absolutely devastating. The second one, probably more. I was crippled by this. It ruined weeks of my life. And I'm done. You reject me from anything now, I don't care at all. Reject me from everything. I'm callous now.
You're doing rejection therapy.
Yeah.
This sounds like. Yeah.
It feels good.
All right. Well, thank you for updating us on your dream to become a wiener dog driver or a wiener mobile driver.
wiener dog driver.
I'm like, I don't know what in the trades what they call that.
Oxen driver.
But now
it's it's a lot of words.
Now I have a question for you two gentlemen, and I'm glad that it's just a male heavy podcast this week because I need advice.
Jackson's not that fat.
Dear God.
I don't know why it took me so long for that to like sink in. I was like, what?
I need advice from you two seemingly heterosexual gentlemen who are in relationships with women because I found myself
heterosexual passing.
You're heterosexual presented. Passing. I have found myself in quite the predicament with a man way hotter than me that I thought I had a chance with that maybe I fumbled the bag with. Let me set the scene very quickly. A couple weeks ago, I go to a pool party. I meet this guy. We've been calling him Hot Tan Dan. Hot Tan Dan and I both were kind of eyeing each other. At the end of the day, he asked me if I wanted to go watch the sunset low key, but he didn't really like ask me. He just said, oh, what are you doing after this?
Wait.
What?
No one asks to just go watch the sunset.
Yeah. Okay. So let me bring you into this. Okay. Yeah. So mama didn't raise no fool. So I knew what that meant. Basically, he was like, well, what are you doing after this? But he asked it in a way that didn't really click that he was asking me what I'm doing after this. I was like, oh, I'm going to go home. And he goes, well, I'm going to go watch the sunset. And I go, that's fucking weird, but whatever. And he's still kind of lingering around me to where I'm like, oh, I think he was asking me to go watch the sunset with him. So I was trying to like let him know that I still wanted to hang out. I just didn't want to go watch the sunset because I was like, I'm not getting bamboozled into this. I'm like, we haven't even had a full conversation, my guy. No. Like, who do you think I am?
That's such a that line is just so crazy. You know, I'm just going to go watch the sunset or whatever.
It was such a crazy thing to say.
By myself.
Sounds like you're going to kill yourself, kind of.
Yeah, it does.
Just, won't I was be like, seeing had... one of these for a little while.
And roll credits.
He had had some drinks. So I was like, maybe he's just a little awkward. He was trying to make a romantic move. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm like, this is just not flowing as well as I think it should flow. I feel like there could have been a more natural progression for this, whatever. Long story short, I find out that he's actually been seeing this other girl who is at the pool party, but she is whining and dining him because she's a little trust fund baby. Love that for her. Lots of great things going for her. And he's just kind of along for the ride. So now I'm wondering, do I need to inquire with my friends about whether or not he was actually romantically interested in me? Is he seeing this girl because he's romantically interested in her? Would he make a move digitally if he was actually into me? Do I do nothing? What are your thoughts?
Wait. Okay, so there was another girl at this pool party who he was dating casually. Macking on?
No, they weren't dating as of the pool party time. I had seen them hanging out, but we had known this girl to be romantically inclined towards women. We had hung out with her the night before and that day, and both times we hung out, she was asking us to help. She was like having us wing woman her, but with women. And so I didn't even realize this girl was a threat. And turns out she's hot, rich, and bisexual, and she stole my man. She's a triple threat.
Dang it.
I don't even know if I can compete.
Wait, why don't you take her to watch the sunset?
I should slide into her DMs and try and get some intel. Be like, hey, has anyone ever asked you to watch the sunset before?
So when were these people seeing each other? It's beforehand, like kind of casually, or it started after this, the whole thing happened?
It started after the pool party.
Oh, okay.
I got the answer. She's bisexual, you say?
I'm assuming so, but we really don't know.
Threesome, then you show that you're the better option.
Oh, I challenge her. I challenge her to a sexual duel.
Sex off.
A sex off.
We meet at dawn. Weehawken, New Jersey.
At dawn. No, you meet at sunset, obviously.
Yeah.
Sunset. Bring your second.
We watch the sunset. Then we have sex. That's the way I'd put it.
It's sex on
the duel.
Sex on the beach with the sunset.
Okay. So have you communicated with this man since that day?
No.
Uh-oh.
So here's the
thing. So are you really actually into him, or is he just hot and like you were maybe thinking there was something there?
Well, I thought there could be something there because he is so hot that I was willing to give him several chances. But we didn't really have like a full convo because we're at like this club essentially. So the whole time we can't just like sit down and be like, how are you? What do you do? We're like yelling at each other. We're like, where are you from? And then it's Pitbull in the background going, DJ got us falling in love again. So it just wasn't conducive to a romantic interaction.
Mm. Well, you know what was conducive for a romantic interaction is going and watching the fucking sunset. Like, if he was this hot and you're into him, just go do that.
I didn't want to be bamboozled into a situation I couldn't get out of, okay? He was taking me away from all my friends. It was my friend's birthday. I was like, we haven't even had a full convo. And I thought that was so random. He's like, you want to go watch the sunset? I'm like, dude, what?
Well, I think that was his way of saying, like, let's go somewhere a little more quiet so we can talk and we're not yelling at each other over,
yeah,
that's falling in love again.
Yeah, it's take you somewhere no one can hear you scream.
What?
This would all be fine and dandy if there wasn't like a prepaid happy hour happening in a quiet restaurant next door to where we could also watch the sunset. I'm like, there's so many opportunities.
Oh, so if he was like, let's go grab another drink next to... No. The sunset line is fine. I mean, it's kind of cheesy and it's really corny, but... and really mega lame, but I'm just kidding. I think you should have just taken advantage of that and just like gone and talked and seen what happened.
I know. I just wish it hadn't been a Sunday because I wasn't drinking because I'm like, well, I drank yesterday and I had to drive all the way to St. Pete, which is like 45 minutes away from Tampa. And then I had been at the club all day. I was like, I kind of just want to go home. I don't want to have to drive to the sunset with you, my guy.
I've got it. right up his alley. Perfect way to win him back. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Become bisexual, become rich, get a trust fund?
Nope. You
rich
text
and bisexual.
Him. You text him, you say, "Hey, sorry about the other night. I'm not much into sunsets. I'm more of a sunrise kind of girl. You want to come watch it at my place?" I think that's a good way to get back in.
Yeah, or just like, and it's so about that sunset, I heard there's going to be one tonight.
Did you know there's another one tonight?
Word on the street is the sun is setting tonight.
Legend has it there's going to be another sunset tonight.
Why don't you come check it out, lover boy?
Do you actually have interest in rekindling something or trying to kindle something here? Or is this for the sake of, like, I don't know, the guy's super hot, so, like, maybe this could be fun.
He's so hot and so my type that I'm willing to give him 10 different chances. I'm going to give this man so many chances that he's going to think he's
That's actually that's maybe so the good. Funniest joke that I've heard you say ever.
Katie, we knocked
that's very
on
good.
Oh, fuck. That was so funny, though. What? You are prepared to give this guy 10 chances, 20 chances, no matter how many chances it takes.
I'm like and a genie. I'm like, make 3 wishes, my guy. You can wish for more.
And you haven't texted, and you didn't go watch the sunset.
Well, he didn't ask for my number.
There's a disconnect.
No. He didn't ask for my number, and he doesn't have a personal Instagram. He has a business Instagram.
Uh-oh.
I know.
That means he has a weird Instagram.
No, it's a business Instagram.
I'll answer your question for you, Jackson. Jackson, I understand your question about the disconnect. What happened was Abby wasn't fully... Her whole body was not in the water during that first interaction. She had time to think about it and decided, oh my God, I've made the greatest mistake of my entire life. Yes or no?
Sometimes the ship sails, you know?
At sunset.
No.
You had to take Madame Zeroni up the mountain, and guess what? You didn't. So now your family is cursed for now and all of eternity.
I can fix that, okay? I can fix that.
I don't know if you can.
I'm gonna get
that's
get
one
some
of those
sploosh.
Things where you hear it once and
I'm getting some sploosh, and I'm gonna dig myself out of this hole, okay?
Okay, well, you don't know anyone that has his number or his contact info? This guy just showed up to this party?
No, he's a business contact of one of my friends. So I think we're going to set something up at her next event to just randomly bump into him.
You should do it under the guise of the Wienermobile, and Mikey will be there as a volunteer, and boom, then you guys can all celebrate together. No. Okay, never mind.
not the Wienermobile I'm trying to get
on. Wait,
off.
Can I actually... This is bizarre to me. This kind of springboards off your thing. My friend went out to this place the other night and said that this beautiful woman that he really likes was all over him. And he's known of her before. And he was just very excited about it. I said, "You get her number?" He said, "Nope, our paths will cross again." I was like, "What? That's a terrible strategy." Nope, I'm going to see her again sometime. At some point, I'm going to come across her again, and it's going to be perfect. It's like terrible, terrible strategy.
It's very romantic, though.
That's like watching a sunset. It's like, stop being so dramatic and get her number.
I mean, I think it's terrible, terrible advice. Like, who knows where this person lives? Like, that's crazy. But, I mean... You know when they say if you love something, you're supposed to let it go and then wait for it to come back or something?
And then hog tie it together to yes, throw it in your trunk?
So that it doesn't go away again?
I won't let you get away again.
Yeah, you're supposed to be back in mine. Yeah, that's a crazy strategy. That's insane. That's almost as insane as something probably a little more insane.
You know what line I you? You know what line I should use to kidnap him?
Okay, what?
I'm going to find him, and next event I see him at, and be like, "Hey, do you want to go watch the sunset?" Next thing you know,
it is the appropriate line.
He's in
like,
the
you have
car.
To throw that into the next time. Okay, well, I'm not talking about to kidnap him. But like, if you guys coordinate, like, where you're going to see each other at another party, like, if it's, like, starting to wind down, hopefully it's a darty, and then you're like, "Hey, want to go see the sunset. I think it's the perfect line. Like, you have to do it, and I think it'll make him laugh.
Perfect about, line is, do you want to watch
this
the
is how
sunrise?
It goes down. That's good. I think you have to address the sun at some at some way. Here's a movie depiction of how this goes down in the worst way. You go to another date party at a pool. He's talking to this other girl. The sun is on its way down already. And you go, would you please like to go see the sunrise? It's sunset. And he's like, no, stop. You're like, no, please. It's just like 5 more minutes. Like, you do too much and that sucks. How about we make that a movie?
That's where you're panicking because you're going to turn into an ogre once the sun sets and you have to kiss your true love before it happens.
God, I hate it when that happens.
I hate that.
This is a good screenplay.
All right. We've given people several ideas for our next movie. One being Holes, the sequel, Shrek 5. All horror films about my life.
Facts.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. As always, you can email us at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com or DM us with all of your hot office gossip or problems at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram. And you can find us on the YouTube. If you're like, I wonder what these weirdos look like, you can watch us in real time. It's a lot of fun. Thank you for tuning in.
We're on video.
Video.
Woo.
Pioneer.